This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the BetRivers Network.
Welcome in, everybody, to the Liga MX podcast presented in association with Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Cooper, and my co-host next to me, as always, is RJ. And today, we're going to be covering Liga MX, the top flight in Mexico. Hopefully help you guys find a few winners. One pick for me, two from RJ, and we're ready to get into it.
Yeah, we're ready. It's probably been the one of the most bizarre starts to a season I've seen in quite some time, but through thick and thin, right? We're going to try to help you guys navigate and find the best plays and what we believe is good opportunities here in this league. So let's roll with it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're just going to keep our head down and, you know, keep working hard for you guys. And this is a long season ahead of us. So I'm confident that it will turn around and, you know, it hasn't been great so far, but again, you know, we're not in this for one day or for one week. We're in this for the whole season and in for the long term. So, you know, stick with us and you know, things will turn out well. But RJ, since you've got two plays, if you want to get us started, then have at it.
Yeah, I'd be glad to. So first play I'm on is going to be Saturday at 10:05 Eastern time. The play is Club Tijuana versus Mazatlan. And, you know, from a goals perspective, you guys know I love targeting goals. I'm not taking the under here, so let me preface it by saying that. But what I'm looking at, because of the inconsistency and the irregularity of this league so far, I'm trying to target teams that I think are at the point where they're trying to break off, or they're going to take off to a percentage where they have no choice, right, where they're just in a bad place, or teams that are coming off very strong performances, or what I feel is very strong performances. So Club Tijuana versus Mazatlan, the total is over 2.25. The line is minus 120. And, you know, looking at this play from my normal approach, you know, it's not overly exciting from a goals perspective, but I am going to back this weekend, and I'll give you a little thought as to why. So Tijuana coming off a 2-0 win on the 23rd against Club America at home, right? They are also coming off a 2-1 win against Atlas, which was yesterday, right? So normally speaking, when you hear Club America, you hear Atlas, right? Those are teams that have previously in the last couple of tournaments have been at the top of the table. Now, yep, we're four or five match days in. You can't panic. You know, you can't really make too many strong assumptions. However, it is impressive to see them with those two wins, right? One on the road, one at home, and back-to-back matches. Now, they're building momentum, right? They're sitting middle of the table. And now they play Mazatlan, right, who are arguably one of the worst teams in Liga MX. And they started off the season and got throttled by Puebla. And then they've just had a couple mediocre matches. They lost 1-0 and had to draw their last match against Atletico St. Louis, who again, aren't really anything to write home about. They're an inconsistent team. So I'm just at the point where I'm looking at teams that, like I said, are going to take off, teams that need to be, you know, sort of desperate for points. And I think this is a matchup that we're going to see two teams that are not great, right? Not great offensively, not great defensively, but you know, one team that's strong coming off two losses. One team that's coming off two wins, and then another team coming off two draws, where it's like, if you're going to just meddle for points the whole season, it's not going to get you to where you want to be. So sooner or later, you're going to have to take the foot off the pedal and just get going. So I'm on over 2.25 goals here at minus 120.
Yeah, and another thing about this Mazatlan team is you look at the first game that they played this season against Puebla, And we talked about that almost being like a personal grudge match between the two because of their history in last season's, playoff tournament. And that was a 4-2 game. And Mazatlan just kind of let it rip for that game. The next game, they go and play Tigres, and they sit back, compact, end up losing 1-0. So the point being, I don't think Mazatlan is going to be scared of Tijuana in the same way that they would be against, against a big caliber club here. And I think that they will, in a sense, kind of let it rip again. And then regarding Tijuana, this has always been a team that, they fly high at home. So this team knows, like you said, there's some table position to be considered in this match. And Tijuana knows that they have to go for it here. This is a team that they need to beat. So Tijuana going for it, Mazatlan on the counter. To me, this feels like probably worst case scenario, a half push. I do think this is a sneaky good look for the over. Absolutely. But with that, that's RJ's first play. I will hop into mine. And I've got one for you guys this week. I really like it. I'm going back to just having one on the show because a couple weeks ago, I had one play for you guys on the show and it won. And I just went with my favorite play. I'm going to do the same thing again this week. I'm going to a team that really, this is going to be my last chance for these guys. I'm backing Pumas and Monterrey, both teams to score at -125 on Bet Rivers, which I think is a really good price. I would not be shocked to see this total on the over catch a little bit of steam and get a little bit more expensive just because of the respective firepower on both of these teams is definitely substantial. So Pumas, the big news is the addition of Dani Alves from Barcelona. Big time player, Brazilian guy, Brazilian national team player, definitely a superstar. He's 39 years old. I just caught the first half of the Pumas and Mazatlan game before I hopped on the show here, and he looked good. He actually was getting up in the attack, took a really good free kick from like 35 yards away and put it on target. So he's still a good player. He's still going to be good in this league. And then they've still got Juan Dineno, Del Pret, and Salvio, the three Argentines in the attack. And they're really talented. I mean, this Pumas team, they've got to wake up at some point. And they're at home. This is two of your big-time brands in Mexican football here. So they should be up for it. Rest should not be an issue. I'm expecting Pumas to find the back of the net at home here. And then they're welcoming probably the strongest team in the league so far. I mean, definitely the strongest team in the league so far. Monterrey coming to town here. These guys are number one in goals, number one in expected goals. They've scored 11 goals in only five games. Obviously led by Rogelio Funes Mori, who is the striker for the Mexican national team. These guys poached two stars from other teams in the league. Rodrigo Aguirre came from Necaxa, and Herman Bertorame came from Atletico San Luis. So they're loaded in attack, and they've looked like it this year. So I do expect goals here. I'm going the route of both teams to score as opposed to over 2.5 because a potential 1-1 is not totally off the cards here. And I'm fine with the price. It's only a 20 cent difference from the over 2.5 to both teams to score. So this is my favorite play of the weekend. Hopefully we don't get any kind of reds or any VARs. I'm just going to knock on wood and hopefully that we can get past that part of the league,
Yeah. Yeah. I watched a couple of the matches last night, the Atlas game. It was an entertaining first half. Couple of the games were pretty good in the first half, but they ended up being a stalemate in the second half, right? I don't understand what's going on so far this year, to be truthful with you. But I do like the look of this play. I think, like you said, you have a Monterrey team that's extremely in form, four wins in a row. And, I would expect both teams to score. I'm hoping Pumas wins tonight, right? There's 30 minutes left, and I hope they beat Mazatlan, as they should. Danny Alves, you know, now in the squad is certainly a boost, and hopefully they get the win tonight. They get some confidence and head into this match against Monterey. And yeah, I think both teams to score is a solid look here for sure.
Yeah, hopefully the juice is worth the squeeze with this one. You know, like I said, priced at -125. It should be hopefully no funny business. If you've been watching the league so far, you know what I'm talking about. What do you have though for us on your last one?
Yeah, so my last play is going to be on Tuesday, which is August 2nd. It's at 10 p.m. 8 p.m. Eastern time. And I am going to be backing. So I was a little surprised to see the line released at over 2.75 like it was. This is a little high for me at this point in the season and kind of what I've seen so far. But because of the recent performance, especially in the respective home and away spots, I'm going to be on this. It's Toluca versus Puebla over 2.75 goals at -110. I found on BetRivers. So, you know, again, you know, I'm a statistical guy, and I'm basing this on, again, recent form, how teams have performed against like opponents. And Toluca are a very, again, they're another informed team. They've won four in their last five. The only loss they have is against Club America on the road, which we know how Club America is at home. They're a very, very difficult team, although they're sitting in 15th place at the moment. You know, they lost to Monterey. They drew with Atlas at home, which is, again, is a side that they've had strong history with, and I'm not overly surprised with that. But, you know, Puebla coming off poor performances, two draws and a loss. Toluca, you know, Club Leon 1-0, Santos Laguna 2-0, 2-1 win. You know, at the end of the day, there's strong performances from both teams I've seen so far. Both teams are getting shots on net. They're attacking. They're very offensive-minded teams, and, you know, I think we'll see a 2-2 match. I think we'll see a draw here, to be truthful with you. I think Puebla's going to be hungry after that 1-0 loss against a very strong Monterey team, arguably a bit stronger than Toluca, right? Even though, you know, Toluca's won four out of the last five. I think we'll see goals from both sides, and at 2.75, I think there's a strong potential for a half win at the very least here.
Yeah, I think the books may be giving away their hand a little bit setting this at 2.75. I think it's set there for a reason. If you look at the, and I'm not a big historical head-to-head guy, but you look at the historical head-to-heads, where Puebla is on the road at Toluca, the last two are 4-4 and 2-1. So also, I don't ever like backing overs when Puebla is the home team, but when they're on the road, they let it rip. And Toluca also, you know, gets up and down the pitch when they're the home team. So, you know, potentially a good mesh of styles here, hopefully an exciting game, and hopefully we can score some winners this weekend.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, again, that we talked about the red cards, right? This matchup against Club Leon, where they won 1-0 on the road, it was a red card in the 53rd minute, right? Mm-hmm. So if you get a red card early, it changes the total pace of the game. It changes everything about it, right? Yeah. And they were on the road, right? They're Toluca's a different team on the road. Even if we do see cards here, you know, a red card potentially, I think this still has potential to take off because of how these teams just play in their respective home and away spots. It historically, I didn't even look at head-to-head to be truthful with you. So, you know, that was an interesting fact or interesting stats that you threw out there. But again, this has the making of goals, right? Just like Cruz Azul last weekend and
Puebla, you know, right?
Yeah. I think these are the top plays in my opinion over this the next weekend. So
fantastic. All right. Well, we appreciate everybody tuning in as always. Hopefully you guys tuned into our Champions League qualification show. We swept that show 2-0, and I think we went 2-1 on our extra time show as well, which is a minor league show. So starting to heat up a little bit. Make sure you guys catch us. All the episodes will be up on the Bet Rivers Podcast Network channel on YouTube, also on Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. So anyway, we appreciate you guys, and we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the Bet Rivers Network.